Hi, Tom. I got a letter here from Diana Johnson in Union Township that is really awful. It's about a routine dental cleaning for her dog that turned into a full-blown nightmare. I'll read it to you. Dear Ollie, how does a routine dental cleaning turn into a nightmare? I'll tell you how. Because it happened to me and my little rescue dog, whose name is Trouble. Little did this little black and white Shih Tzu know on the morning of his scheduled dental procedure at Vail Park Animal Clinic in Valparaiso that he would be blinded in one eye. The routine cleaning, which is what every pet parent should do, resulted in teeth extraction and was turned into a horror for Trouble and me when Dr. Jerry Rodenbarger accidentally ruptured his eyeball with a dental instrument during the procedure. The immediate result was damage in both eyes and a blinding in one. After the procedure, Trouble was misdiagnosed by Vail Park veterinary staff as having glaucoma, and for 3 days they treated him for that while infection was building in both eyes. Well, I'm certainly not a professional, but even I know that glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve and is not caused by damage to the eyeball, and most certainly shouldn't appear just after a routine dental procedure. 7-year-old Trouble was failing fast, so I drove him to the Purdue University Veterinary School in West Lafayette, where his eye was removed and the eye socket sutured shut. The veterinarian there gave a diagnosis of traumatic ocular injury inflicted by Dr. Rodenbarger. Post-surgery, my little dog wouldn't eat on his own, was racked with infection, and couldn't play or sleep. I personally was on call with him all day and night, trying to hand-feed him, fighting the infection and getting him strong so he could adjust to having only one eye. It has taken 3 long months for Trouble to recuperate from this eye injury and blindness, secondary infections, and dehydration. How can I bring closure to this awful, awful experience? Signed, Diana Johnson from Union Township.
Dear Diana, I'm happy to hear that Trouble is doing much better. Just reading your letter made my teeth hurt, my eyes water. That's empathy for you. And that may be all I can offer today. There are current limitations of any remedy through the legal system unless your dog had market value, like a show dog or a service dog for the handicapped. I'm sure you know that veterinarians in practice have insurance to cover the medical costs that you have incurred as a result of their error. However, the pain and suffering both you and Trouble experienced may not be recognized as you hoped, according to the Indiana legal system. Rebecca Huss, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs, Professor of Law and Phyllis and Richard Duesenberg Chair in Law at Valparaiso University, said that the Animal Legal Defense Fund is trying to change all of that by working to categorize pets as part of the family and not just property or livestock. You can bring personal closure to this horrific experience by continually working to give companion pets value, recognition of their importance in the family and their purpose in community. Fighting for animal rights and accountability through our legal system will give Trouble's experience meaning far beyond Northwest Indiana and perhaps pave the way for animals to really count. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie.